Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the second chapter of Shkalim, Mishnah Gimbal. Hamchones Maot, someone is saving up money. In this case, it's little coins, little pennies, or called bonot, little coins. V'amar hore elu l'shikli. These are for my shekel. So he's saving like a penny a day until he gets the amount that he needs. So what do we do with the extra? If he's stuck more pennies in the pushka than he needs for his shekel. Beit Shammai Omrim Motar Nedava. They go to the Nedava fund in the temple, whatever's left over. Now, Nedava is the gift, and there was a gift fund in the temple because there was an idea that we shouldn't have the Mizbeach, the altar in the temple, just sitting around doing nothing. So if no one's bringing a korban, they would go grab some money out of the Nedava pushka, the Nedava fund, and go ahead and offer up a korban Nedava, a voluntary offering. So Beit Shammai says the extra money that was saved up for the shekel, and it was more than he needed, goes to that fund. Beit Hillel Omrim Mutaran Chulin. Beit Hillel says the leftover is Chulin, is unconsecrated normal money. He can put it in his wallet and go to 7 Mile Market and buy some ice cream. But what if he says, She'avi mehen shikli, I will bring from this pushka my shekel. So basically saying, from this money is my shekel, but not all of this money. Shavin, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai both agree, Shemitar and Chulin, that the leftover is Chulin. So it's only where he says, this pushka is for my shekel, where Beit Shammai says the extra goes to the Nedava fund. What if he says, Elu lechatas? If he's saving up money, saving up some coins or dollars for a chatas, for a sin offering, Shavin, they agree, Shemotar Nedava, that whatever's extra above and beyond what he needed for his carbon chatas should go to the Nedava fund. She'avimehen chatas, if he says, I will bring from this money, which implies not all this money, shavin, both Beis Chil and Beis Shammai agree, shemotar hulin, that the leftover is hulin, is unsacred money, he can use for whatever he wants. Now, Mishnah Dalet actually explains the distinction in Mishnah Gimel. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, ma bein shkalim l'chatas, what's different between shekel and chatas? Shekalim yesh lehem kitzva, shekel, there's a limit. Once you've saved up enough pennies or kalbonot for your shekel obligation, you're done. There's nothing more to add to. V'chatat ein lo kitzva. A chatas has no limit. The meaning here is someone could have a very small chatas animal. It could be a sheep or a goat for a standard chatas. Or he could buy a very large, fattened up one, a very nice one. Therefore, if he's saving up money for his chatas, there's really no limit. There's really no leftover. He could spend all of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, Af l'shkolim ein len kitzva. He says, even for shekel, there's not really a set limit. And he explains the history. Kasha alu Yisrael min agola, when the Jews first came back in the time of Ezra to rebuild the temple, hayu shoklim darkonot. They would give as their shekel a darkon. Now recall from Mishnah Aleph, the darkon is a smaller gold coin. It's worth 2 sela, or four half shekels. So we see they were giving much more than the actual half a shekel obligation. Chazru, then later on, lishkol slime. They'd give a sela, which is double the normal amount. Chazru lishkol tevayim. And then they later on went to do the tevayim. Ubikshu lishkol dinarim. And then they wanted to give dinarim, but that wouldn't actually be enough. So the sages didn't let them give dinarim, but they let them give these other coins that were bigger in value. And there's different explanations of what was going on here. So some of the Farshim say that when they first came back with Ezra, they needed more money to actually rebuild the structure of the temple and get things going again. And then later on, they needed less and less money. There's also a bigger and bigger population, so they didn't need quite as much value in the coins. Other Mefarshim say they just used the unit of currency that they normally use, the commonly used. So for instance, we use dollars as the basic unit of currency. We'd give a half dollar. Of course, a silver half dollar, not the half dollar in circulation today. So Rabbi Yehuda has a good point that the shekel wasn't always exactly a shekel. Sometimes it was greater. So like the chatas could be greater. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, afal pikan, even though that's the case historically, yod kulan shava. Everyone was giving the exact same amount when they were giving this half a coin, whatever the denomination was. Aval chatas, but an animal for a sin offering, zeim avi sela, zeim avi shtayim, one person could buy an animal for 1 sela, one for 2, v'zeim avi b'shalosh. And or you could spend 3. You could spend different amounts on your animal. Way back in Mishnaic times, you could get a gedi, a goat, for 2 zuzim. That's pretty good, as we say in Chadgadya. But you could spend more if you wanted. So that's the point Rabbi Shimon's making, is that you could spend more in the chatas. That's why the halacha is different between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Mishnah Gimel. Yishar kochachem, be well.